Part 2. You will hear a radio report about an art exhibition. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. A major new exhibition traces the decline of the absolute monarchy and rise of the Enlightenment that swept through Northern Europe in the 18th and 19th centuries, and shows how portraits reflected the revolutionary changes of that era. Called Citizens and Kings, the show at London's Royal Academy of Arts gathers works by artists like Goya, Ingres, Joshua Reynolds, Jacques-Louis David, and Thomas Gainsborough. The early works feature kings and queens in their pomp and finery, confident in the supreme power they believe they have been given as their birthright. But war and revolution in the United States and France challenged that assumption, and painters and sculptors began to portray Enlightenment leaders as statesmen weighed down by civic duty and championing reason and scientific development. Philosophers, naturalists, and poets became favored subjects along with the tools of their trade. The aristocracy, with its privileges and family portraits, lost their dynamic stiffness to take on new intimacy and affection. According to Mary Ann Stevens, exhibition curator, the intention of the exhibition was to survey a period in history where the Western world was undergoing seismic changes. The first room shows a 1789 painting of Francis Louis XVI by Antoine François Cayet, where the king stands in his full regalia with a scepter and staff of justice, all in a grand architectural setting. 4 years later, he would be executed a few months before his wife, Marie Antoinette, in a death that showed changed European attitudes to the monarchy. The American and French upheavals of the late 18th century brought with them radical changes in the way the two nations were captured on canvas. George Washington, in a painting by Gilbert Stuart, dated around 1800, wears a sober black outfit and stands back with a large hat, quill and inkwell for writing, and two historic books in his hands. Significant political changes become clear when comparing two portraits of women, separated by just 1 year. In 1789, the beginning of the French Revolution, Elizabeth Vigée-Le-Brun paints a French countess sitting on an elegant rococo sofa in a fine white dress and large rimmed hat, confidently confronting the onlooker. In 1790, David paints the Marquise d'Orvilliers, demurely dressed, looking to one side and against a neutral background, showing that she had lost her social standing. The exhibition also includes Enlightenment heroes whose claim to fame was talent rather than birth, including the scientist James Hutton in a distinctly unglamorous pose next to fossils and shells that signify his scientific discoveries. Now you will hear part two again. A major new exhibition traces the decline of the absolute monarchy and rise of the Enlightenment that swept through Northern Europe in the 18th and 19th centuries, and shows how portraits reflected the revolutionary changes of that era. Called Citizens and Kings, the show at London's Royal Academy of Arts gathers works by artists like Goya, Ingres, Joshua Reynolds, Jacques-Louis David, and Thomas Gainsborough. The early works feature kings and queens in their pomp and finery, confident in the supreme power they believe they have been given as their birthright. But war and revolution in the United States and France challenged that assumption, and painters and sculptors began to portray Enlightenment leaders as statesmen weighed down by civic duty and championing reason and scientific development. philosophers, naturalists, and poets became favored subjects along with the tools of their trade. The aristocracy, with its privileges and family portraits, lost their dynamic stiffness to take on new intimacy and affection. According to Mary Ann Stevens, exhibition curator, the intention of the exhibition was to survey a period in history where the Western world was undergoing seismic changes. The first room shows a 1789 painting of Francis Louis XVI by Antoine François Caillet, where the king stands in his full regalia with a scepter and staff of justice, all in a grand architectural setting. 4 years later, he would be executed a few months before his wife, Marie Antoinette, in a death that showed changed European attitudes to the monarchy. The American and French upheavals of the late 18th century brought with them radical changes in the way the two nations were captured on canvas. George Washington, in a painting by Gilbert Stuart, dated around 1800, wears a sober black outfit and stands back with a large hat, quill and inkwell for writing, and two historic books in his hands. Significant political changes become clear when comparing two portraits of women, separated by just 1 year. In 1789, the beginning of the French Revolution, Elizabeth Vigée Le Brun paints a French countess sitting on an elegant rococo sofa in a fine white dress and large rimmed hat, confidently confronting the onlooker. In 1790, David paints the Marquise d'Orvilliers, demurely dressed, looking to one side and against a neutral background, showing that she had lost her social standing. The exhibition also includes Enlightenment heroes whose claim to fame was talent rather than birth, including the scientist James Hutton in a distinctly unglamorous pose next to fossils and shells that signify his scientific discoveries. That's the end of part 2.